Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Bird Gang Drive. I won't be talking much about the Cardinals, but today I will talk a little bit about NFL news and all that kind of stuff a little bit as we get going through the episode. So my first thing is that tonight the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals are playing, the crosstown rivals of Ohio. And I think the Browns have a great head coach in Kevin Stefanski, who I believe is a great offensive guy and can run the ball a lot more and has a way better offensive system than their last head coach, Freddie Kitchens. They said their offensive coordinator last year, a guy who's back in the college ranks, he said he wanted to run the offense his way, but Freddie Kitchens was the head coach and he wanted to run the offensive things his way. So he did that, and their offensive coordinator, who is at NC State now, I totally forgot his name. I'll look it up right now, but hold on 1 second, y'all. Todd Monken, he's now at Georgia now. But, like as I said, Todd Monken wanted to run things his way in Cleveland, but Freddie Kitchens also wanted to run things his way. So last year, the offense was mainly Freddie Kitchens, and he wanted to pass the ball. And Freddie Kitchens is a longtime coach, longtime Arizona Cardinals head coach. He worked his way up from assistant offensive line coach to offensive line coach, and then Arians' system, he became our running backs coach. And then a year after that, he left and he went to Cleveland. And then he got hired onto Hugh Jackson's staff as offensive coordinator. And then when Hugh Jackson got fired early in the season, Freddie Kitchens came and became their interim head coach. And everybody thought Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield were going to be a match made in heaven. But guess that didn't end up well, because as Freddie Kitchens became their full-time head coach, they ended up, I believe, with a record of 6-10, and Freddie Kitchens departed. I think Stefanski is a way better coach. He's another Freddie Kitchens. He's a long-time assistant coach with one team, and that one team is the Minnesota Vikings. His father is an NBA front office assistant. His father, Ed Stefanski, is a GM, I believe, for the Detroit Pistons right now, and he's running the Pistons, but Kevin Stefanski, I believe, he now likes to run the ball. I think he likes to reuse his tight ends. When you saw with the acquisitions of Austin Hooper and Jack Conklin, offensive tackle, I feel the Browns, if Baker Mayfield can get it going, they can be a really, really, really good team for years to come. I feel Stefanski is a great, great, great head coach for Cleveland. But if Baker Mayfield doesn't get it done, I have to hate to say it, but they have to go out and draft another quarterback. So I think the Browns are going to do really good this year. If Baker Mayfield can be the quarterback everybody thinks he's going to be, and if they can run the ball a lot more and very effectively at that, and I think that that's going to happen. And their crosstown rivals, the Cleveland Browns or the Cincinnati Bengals, they have Joe Burrow, who I believe in game one had a 16-13 loss, but has done really, really well and did really, really well in week one. His offense may have only scored 13 points, but he had a rushing touchdown, and I think he had a good completions too. I think him and head coach Zach Taylor are going to work wonders in Cincinnati, and I feel they could be a threat to a Super Bowl in the next 3 or 4 years if they can build a great team around them, which I feel is going to start to happen. The Washington Redskins are going to be coming down here now to play the Arizona Cardinals. And the Washington Redskins were one of the teams that worked out ex-Cardinals receiver Hakeem Butler. Now, Hakeem Butler was drafted in the 4th round last year out of Iowa State, and everybody thought he was going to do work wonders with Arizona. But that didn't happen as Akeem Butler didn't have a great training camp last year and this year. Coped with the fact that now we also acquired DeAndre Hopkins and Andy Isabella, and those guys are supposed to have great years. And last offseason, Akeem Butler broke his hand before he even hit his first preseason game. I think he actually played in his first preseason game, but he broke his hand in that game. And they said Akeem Butler wasn't doing that great in the preseason. But a lot of people think he can still be a decent wide receiver if he can show off his work ethic, if he can work really, really hard in training camp, and if he can use his body structure to his advantage. I really feel he can be a top receiver in this league. I really, really felt bad for Akeem as we cut him. I felt like he could have been a good practice squad guy, but that also didn't happen because right when they cut him, a couple days later, the Cardinals came out with their practice squad roster, and Akeem Butler wasn't one of those guys that was on it. It was a couple Arizona College guys at that. Michael Dogby's on that practice squad. Dogby, I feel, can be a really good defensive lineman for us. And the guy we signed when we cut Dogby to the practice squad, Angelo Blackson, I feel Angelo Blackson could be an under-the-radar name for Arizona this year. He had the first sack on Garoppolo on Sunday, and he showed and I think he can be a really, really good defensive lineman for us. He really can show that, and I am very excited for him this season. I think not only that, but I have a huge, 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 huge prediction. If Tom Brady retires this offseason and the Buccaneers don't end up making the playoffs, and let's say the Lions end up with the first overall draft pick, and they put up Matthew Stafford's name on the block, I see maybe Matthew Stafford might be packing his bags this offseason and might be moving to Tampa. Here's why I say this. Matthew Stafford is a former number one overall draft pick as a quarterback. Same with Carson Palmer when the Cardinals first hired Arians. When the Cardinals first hired Arians, they also had a new GM in Steve Keim, who's still with Arizona. And they went and they acquired Carson Palmer from the Oakland Raiders. Now, he played 1 year with the Oakland Raiders and wasn't great. And I believe Palmer was at least a year or two older than Stafford. He was 35 at the time when we acquired him. Or at least, I think he was Stafford's age, actually. He was like 32 or 33. And somehow, in some way, Arians got him to that point where he showed he can be a great quarterback again. I think Arians can do that very much well with Matthew Stafford if he gets traded over to Tampa. I feel Matthew Stafford can be Tampa's version of Carson Palmer when Palmer was here with Arians. I really do feel that way. I feel Detroit, if they trade Stafford and end up with a number one overall pick, they draft Trevor Lawrence, and they get him as head coach from Clemson. Yes, you heard it here. I feel Dabo Swinney, this offseason, gets promoted to the NFL level. And here's why. I think that Cliff Kingsbury is 1-0 with the Arizona Cardinals right now and has shown he can use his star weapons well. He has DeAndre Hopkins now, a star wide receiver. And he also has Larry Fitzgerald, who's 38 years old and can still play at a really, really, really high level. And you see that. I think Detroit sees that and they're like, okay, maybe we can take a shot on Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney may be Clemson's head coach and he may have a great roster at Clemson, but don't get me wrong. I think Sweeney's coaching and his fit with Trevor Lawrence is what makes them such a threat to another national championship this year. And I believe they will win that. I feel Dabo Swinney will also be a great NFL head coach at that. I feel the Lions will probably throw a ton of money at Dabo, and they draft Trevor Lawrence, and they get his coach, and they throw him a ton of money his way. I feel Matt Patricia might go back to New England to be their D coordinator, because I feel Matt Patricia is not fit to be a head coach in this league. I know, A, he doesn't have the greatest of rosters. I know his GM, Bob Quinn, worked with him in New England. I feel Bob Quinn gets fired as GM. I feel Matt Patricia gets fired as head coach. And they have a whole new restructure of their front office and coaching staff. I feel Dabo Swinney could be Detroit's version of a Cliff Kingsbury. But A, Dabo Swinney is a better college coach than Cliff Kingsbury. So I think you get Dabo Swinney a decent offensive coordinator and a good defense and a really, really, really good defensive coordinator from the league. I think if Atlanta fires Dan Quinn, I feel Dan Quinn could either be Detroit's head coach or he could go to Detroit to be their defensive coordinator. And I feel Dan Quinn is a great, 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 great coach, but I feel like his time in Atlanta might be coming to a close here this year, as it looks like they may be rebuilding, and it looks like they may not have a great year this year. I would be very surprised if Atlanta doesn't have if Atlanta has a great year this year. But if they don't, I see Dan Quinn going maybe to Detroit to be their D coordinator for Detroit's new head coach, and Detroit's defense becomes really, really good again. So I think 100% Detroit could be a smart team, and they could really build their team the right way if they go Trevor Lawrence. That'll be all for today's episode. I will be back Sunday, and I'm out. See ya.